Hello and welcome back to Microsoft Virtual Academy, Windows Server 2012 R2 Server Management and Automation. The second part of this module, I would like to talk about the simplification of running your routine task. So we're going to heavily be talking about Windows PowerShell. And we have increased our capabilities around PowerShell from 3.0 to a 4.0, which we've shipped with Server 2012 R2. For those of you who does not know PowerShell, just to give you a brief background, it's a commandlet tool that you can have access and run tasks and in an efficient manner with a scheduled job and a workflow running as a background or having it as a scheduled job so that you can actually run that job whenever you want, you can actually incorporate that in a command base. So it's a very powerful tool. It was there from Server 2008, but it has become a lot more powerful from Server 2012, where we have shipped with a whole new set of commandlets that you can actually talk to some of the functionalities we had it within Windows Server, and some of those functionalities you have seen on the previous module on standard base. So we heavily invested on the characteristic that the PowerShell really had is how to make it more simple and more intuitive to use, and how do we really maintain the resiliency whenever the people are trying to use that PowerShell. So it at the end of the day, we try to provide a greater flexibility so that the people who are actually using them would reduce the cost and complexity of management in a diverse data center ecosystem. So let's jump into the key features of PowerShell 4.0. Ease of use. Well, what do you really mean by ease of use? So we have introduced an integrated scripting environment, which we call it PowerShell ISE, which is shipped along with PowerShell 3.0. But we have enhanced the IntelliSense and the code snippets with PowerShell 4.0. And also we have a PowerShell web access, which is one of the key features that we haven't used from last time around, but it has a greater resiliency around that as well for session connectivities and so forth. And extensive coverage, which is a rich management. We have additionally added more than 1,000 commandlets, and we have added 16 more modules into it. So this actually really stretches a lot of what PowerShell can be capable of doing out of the box. And for greater resiliency, the robust session connectivity and the job scheduling and the workflow, and these are enhanced and new, some of them are new capabilities around 2012 R2. And some of the real world scenarios, there are so many real world scenarios that people are heavily utilizing the PowerShell. Like each of the individual enterprises and companies do have their own scenarios of automating that they need to do as in a daily task. For example, if there's new people joining your company, you need to set an Active Directory account. You need to give them an Exchange account. You need to set a Exchange mailbox sizes for that individual person and the authority that that person has to go access to. Now, all of these can be automated through different various types of tools, but at the end of the day, the PowerShell can be so powerful in order for you to run down as a script and really modify that. It's going to be super easy for you to actually do that for that individual needs for that company. So there are a lot of individual real world scenarios out there that we do share in a public spaces, Active Directory joining would be some of those things that I think are mostly heavily used, so I'm going to introduce you to that in the slide. Now, IntelliSense. Now, what is IntelliSense? IntelliSense is a tool that you can actually pop out and write, test, and debug scripts alongside when you are actually writing the script or actually running the script. It's a window-based graphical, it's a GUI-based So you can actually show your script just like somewhat like Visual Studio, because it knows what kind of syntax that it should be input, and they have this information on commands, and it has a context sensitivity so that you can have commandlets, script names, parameter names, and values and method names and so forth, just as the way the commandlet is supposed to be used. And it has a show command pane on the right side. You can enable, disable, whatever you would feel like. But it gives you a good view of those commandlets that's relative to some of the commands that you would like to run with through these commandlets. For example, if you want to have a file-related command, you just type in file, and it will give you out the list of file commandlets that's incorporated with that as well. And of course, you can actually do this all not on a non-GUI base, but GUI base is super powerful if you want to debug and kind of see where the errors are at, and you would like to see the whole flow of it, flow of your script and so forth. It's going to be a really useful tool. Now, this has been introduced in PowerShell 3.0, and it's on an equivalent level and on PowerShell 4.0 as well. Now, with PowerShell 4.0, it includes simplified, consistent syntax across all commandlets. Now, this has become pretty big because if you have seen on PowerShell 1.0 and 2.0, some of the commandlets have like different manners of using their syntaxes, right? Some would have a different order, and their needs and their way of using their parameters have been different. But now the syntax has become the same. So for example, if you want to have like a get command and you want to have a get run task and so forth, you kind of have a similar way of actually having the naming of that commandlet, because we have a guidance on that and we have changed all that with PowerShell 4.0. So the syntax has become a lot more consistent, and the simplified scripting that way it has been enabled through ISE. So if you look at the example screenshot here, it kind of gives you so that you wouldn't have to know all the syntaxes for each of the individual commandlets or the newly created syntax that you are going to be using within your own environment. So this is pretty much automated, and that is this is something that you want to really start using, and probably even though you are very comfortable with PowerShell itself, this would be a great way to debug and kind of extend what the scripts that you have today. Now, what are those things that has been extended with PowerShell 4.0? Before PowerShell 4.0, we had like 2,300 commandlets, and we had like 86 modules along with that. So we had a huge amount of commands that we could have used with these with these PowerShell out of the box. But we have added thousands and more of those commandlets. So most of the functionalities, and even those things that are not on the GUI, you're actually able to do that with PowerShell commandlets. The reason why we do that is we don't want to kind of make it complicated in the GUI base. We really want to keep it as simple and efficient and really straightforward. But if you want to drill down a little bit, a PowerShell is going to be there for you to actually manage them. So it's a super strong tool set that has been dramatically added its value from PowerShell 3.0 to 4.0. Just the number of the commandlets and the modules that you would see here, you can just kind of guess how stretched we have been within a PowerShell. So with this newly released R2, all of the team within Windows Server has incorporated their functionalities with PowerShell. So all what they're trying to develop is going to be their somewhat way to run the task with PowerShell alongside with that as well. So many modules with PowerShell 4.0. What are the examples? There are a decent number of new modules, for example. But some of them that you can actually leverage with this would be Windows Deployment Services, WDS, and Defender, something that you want to leverage with and security-wise. And, of course, I'm going to cover a demo on desired state configuration on our third module and deployment options, but these are those new modules that you can incorporate with within Server 2012 R2 with PowerShell 4.0. And the great resiliency, right? So what is that? We have introduced Windows PowerShell Web Access. Now this is about accessing your environment through internet without exposing your servers to the internet. So you can have a lot of IT pros, IT admins bring their own device, right? It's a BYOD, bring your own device, and they kind of use that within their enterprises, but they want to use that outside of their corporate network, and of course it's a consumerization of IT, so it's their own device, but they want to utilize that and use that to manage your data center and your data environment, and PowerShell is a super strong way to do that, but it's going to be really risky for people, especially the IT admins, to actually pull out that web server or any of the servers that you want to manage into the DMZ and kind of have access to that server. So what we did in PowerShell 3.0, introduced on Server 2012, is we have this PowerShell Web Access role within Windows Server. So if you put that onto a DMZ, you can actually connect to that Windows PowerShell Web Access server and have your PowerShell session within your internal network so that you can run any of those PowerShell commandlets that you would actually run within your corporation network. So it's a very powerful set of tool. And the good thing about this is we understand that there are very many different devices out there that you can utilize with. So we support different browsers other than Internet Explorer. So we support the HTML4. And five, so if we do have that capabilities and if the browser is capable of doing that, we can actually utilize them and you can actually have them access to this PowerShell Web Access gateway server, and run those tasks within your data center. So it's going to be really useful. It has been really useful, but we have introduced the new session, the robust session connectivity for greater resiliency for that as well. So this goes along with PowerShell Web Access, but it also goes along with your just connectivity with your PowerShell sessions. So what this does is, what we have done this time around with R2 is that once you connect to that PowerShell Web Access, there are a lot of chance that your internet connection is really not that good outside, probably outside your home or outside your corporation, right? So you can be connected through 3G or 4G network within your mobile, with your service providers. And there may have a lot of disconnections. Before that, if the PowerShell session has, if that has been disconnected, you will lose all your data. But with PowerShell 4.0, when you connect to that, it's going to maintain that session. So if you have a long line of script that takes many minutes to run or many hours to run or probably even days to run, if you just run that and if your session gets disconnected, it's just going to keep running. But for default, for 4 minutes, it's just going to maintain the connectivity. So once if you get reconnected, it's just going to be just the same as what you would have been experiencing on a web server base, right? But after 4 minutes, it's going to be disconnected. It's going to know that it has been disconnected, but the session itself is going to be maintained. So there's no going to be data loss with that session on that space as well, unless you exit out that session within your command there. So if the user loses connection to the internet, it's still going to be the running state will be still running. So it's going to be very efficient for you to manage with these scenarios with greater resiliency. Now there's job scheduling. We have introduced this with PowerShell 3.0, but I'd like to go through it again because it's a very powerful set of functionalities we have introduced with PowerShell 3.0. What it does is you can schedule this, you can schedule a certain task once or daily or even weekly at startup, at logon, whatever the user really is, whatever their user scenario is at this point, and kind of run that task at your own pace. no matter whether the user are just triggering to run, but on a background, you can actually create that. So this is an example of how you can actually run the task. You can have a daily trigger, a job trigger daily at 4 a.m. So whenever it triggers the 4 a.m. bit, you can actually get a scheduled job and you can run the scheduled tasks that has been predefined within your PowerShell. So what is a workflow then? A workflow is another really important set of functionality we introduced alongside with job scheduling job. It's a set of long-running activities, sequential or parallel, that perform complex management tasks. Now, what this means is that we want to run a long task, not just with a single server, right? If you want to run, let's say, if you want to get some of the event information from multiple servers, you want to have that run in a certain time, right? And you want to incorporate that information with some of the application logs that you are running, and you want to input and actually get that from that systems, you want to have that as a long workflow. If you want to really do that, you need to have workflow in place so that you can distribute all those commands to those different set of servers and actually gain that information and kind of see the result on the workflow basis. And so, for example, the greatest thing about this example that I would like to show is that it survives from restart commands. So all these workflows that you want to do, it actually kind of runs that. And then if that actually requires a restart for you to finish the workflow, it actually survives that. And when it actually reboots it, it understands that it happened just run through the workflow, and it catches on to the next task, and then it'll just run from that point on. So this is like what we had in simplifying your routine task with PowerShell 4.0 with the massive improvement from PowerShell 3.0. So it had been used very heavily from introducing from Server 2008. It really had been a massive deployment reasons for ever since we have shipped out PowerShell 3.0. And with PowerShell 4.0, I've shown you the original functionality we had within PowerShell 4.0, what we had in 3.0, which is the job scheduling, workflow, scheduled job, the triggers, and so forth. That is all going to be the functionality and the engines of how you could use that task. And if you just think about the standard-based management I have introduced on the first module, if you just put it on top of that, it's just going to be a massive, powerful set of automated tool that you can actually simplify your daily task within that space. Right, so till now I've explained about simplification of running your daily task. Now if you think about really great capabilities that we had with PowerShell 3.0, and in addition to that, improving the capabilities of addition of these modules and the commandlets incorporating with that, it's going to be really powerful set for your daily tasks to run. And if you have seen the first module, and think about the standard-based model that we can incorporate with PowerShell, and having that on top of these engine that we have introduced on schedule job, the job triggers, and the workflows, it can all run on top of that as well. So if you have common information model session, the SIM session that is working on the workflow, it doesn't really matter whether if you're talking in an automated way with Windows, but also with the non-Windows system as well. So it's going to be a whole different way to manage your data center, and it's going to be simplified dramatically, not just managing your Windows, but also your non-Windows environment as well with these good capabilities that we have introduced with PowerShell 4.0. So thank you for listening in with this module too. For the next module, I'd like to talk about the deployment options and also the simplified the multi-server management capabilities and the ecosystem and the extensibility we have for that in that space as well. So hopefully I'll see you guys in the next module, and thank you for listening in. Thank you very much.